Heme, the fine dining restaurant at the Qualila's Hotel in Port Hardy, wholly owned by the Gwazala Nkwaxdaw First Nation, officially relaunched on Friday, June 20, with a cultural blessing and ceremonial event celebrating indigenous food, identity and self-determination. Offering a West Coast-inspired culinary experience grounded in traditional knowledge, Heme's menu features sustainably sourced seafood, wild game, and ingredients from the surrounding Gwazala Nkwaxdaw territory. Every dish has a symbolic connection with and tells a story about the land and people, blending cultural tradition with culinary artistry. Gwazala Nkwaxdaw Hereditary Chiefs Willie Walkus and Gary Walkus welcomed everyone to the special event, with Gary explaining the nations would be blessing the restaurant in their traditional way so they are able to go into the restaurant with open hearts. Located at Qualila's Hotel in Port Hardy, Heme offers West Coast-inspired culinary experience grounded in traditional knowledge. Courtesy Indigenous Tourism BC, Kimberly Kufaz. Read more. Clawhus Wilderness Resort named Canada's Indigenous Tourism Business of the Year. Cyrus Singh, CEO of Kawasi Economic Development Corporation, thanked everyone for coming out, expressing his appreciation for the knowledge keepers and those in attendance. This is another step forward in relaunching a wonderful place for people to experience the food, the hospitality of these nations, and their community. I truly believe that this is an avenue to begin to understand and to engage with the community in a good way, a way that also reflects who they are. Elected Chief Leslie Walkus said the nations were pleased to be able to celebrate the official opening of our very beautiful restaurant, which is a part of our tourism strategy. It allows us an opportunity to share our story and share our culture. Read more. Indigenous tourism plays crucial role in promoting island's 51st nations. For me, there's a lot of pride in our company and the way we operate. We don't receive a lot of support from the provincial or federal government, so it makes it that much more special. I asked for some numbers this morning and our company as a whole, only 2.5% of our funding comes from any form of government funding. Leslie added the nations do business the traditional way, because there's not a lot of support for our nations. I think that's a testament to our elders, the strength of our people. Given everything that we've gone through, we're still able to take steps forward when it comes to tourism. So I just want to say thank you for joining us, and I hope you enjoy the food. After the speeches, the relaunch of Heme featured a cultural blessing, a ceremony led by elders, singers, and drummers, followed by delicious food. Heme is located inside the Qualila's Hotel in Port Hardy, and is open Friday to Sunday, from 4 to 9 p.m. Learn more at qualilashotel.ca or reserve via OpenTable at opentable.ca/r/Heme-Port-Hardy. Plan your adventures throughout the West Coast at westcoasttraveler.com and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The West Coast Traveler. And for the top West Coast travel stories of the week delivered right to your inbox, sign up for our weekly Armchair Traveler newsletter. With file from KEDC.